Reed sent the men ahead. He planned to return to the gatehouse to speak to the guards and ensure they were taking proper precautions. A gathering such as this occurred so rarely, and with Douglas in attendance along with so many of the clan's chiefs, there was danger of a targeted attack. If DeSolis's men resented his line of questioning, so be it. And that's when he saw her. Though she looked his way, her gaze did not linger. From this distance, he could hardly see her face, but something about her caught his attention. Mayhap it was the boy's clothing she wore. He'd seen women dressed that way before, though it was not common. Such a thing would not normally intrigue him, but he wished to see what lay beneath the oversized tunic draped over her. As Reed approached, he could see her shape more clearly beneath the voluminous fabric. Her curves were all woman, and her thick, lustrous brown hair was braided down her back. The woman had turned away from him, and without thinking it through, he found himself following. His speed was enough that he could overtake her before she reached the keep. He did not know what he planned to say, but inspiration would come to him. It always did. Her hips swayed as she walked, the brisk pace making him wonder at her destination. He'd assumed she headed toward the keep, but instead she turned toward an attached tower building, reaching for the iron handle of the small wooden door. He grabbed it from behind and opened it for her. Oh! When she spun around, Reed sucked in a breath. His instincts, as always, had not let him down. He wanted her, this slip of a woman who walked as if she owned Highgate End. She looked at him with a mixture of astonishment and lust.
I'm sorry, she said. I did not see you behind me.
Yet here I am. She did not know how to respond, but he did. I would follow you anywhere, fair maid. He inclined his head to indicate she should continue inside. She turned, peering into the entranceway. Her features were dainty for a lass who dressed as a man.
Are you looking for the hall?
Reed didn't answer. He was not, and she knew it.
I'm afraid I'm returning to my chamber to prepare for the meal. You cannot—
Perfect, he said. He expected a shy smile. She surprised him by frowning.
Are you suggesting you would like to follow me there?
Her speech marked her as a noble woman. Though the revelation was disappointing, she was much less likely to entertain him, it did nothing to dampen his intrigue. Why was a noble woman so oddly dressed? Only if you need an escort. She opened her mouth, likely to deny him, but then closed it instead. Her expression indicated she would have slapped him on the face, had her good manners not insisted otherwise. Damn. He had very much misjudged her. Not just a noble woman, then, but an innocent. Too bad, since she really would have been an enjoyable way to pass the time here at Highgate. Who are you? He asked. The question had not mattered before, but it certainly did now.
Are you always so direct?
Always. Her eyes narrowed. Their conversation had come to an end. Pity.
I'm sister to Lady Gillian, wife of Graham DeSolis, chief of Clan Scott, and—
She paused for effect, as if one were needed.
Your host.
Reed bowed, an exaggerated one sure to inflame her, though why he goaded the lady he didn't know. Reed Kerr, he said, leaving the introduction at that.
I would say I'm pleased to meet you,
her eyes narrowed,
but I do not care to perjure myself.
Indeed. Reed might enjoy himself at Highgate after all. You will change your mind. Eyes widening, she walked into the tower and left him holding the door. It was only as Reed watched her go that he realized she'd not told him her name. No matter. He would find out soon enough.